We are going to talk a little bit more later on in the program about civic politics, the idea of fixed terms for politicians, and if you think that would be a good idea. And this was in a blog post from Daniel Fontaine, his blog, danielfontaine.ca, if you want to check it out. He sent it to me and made a bit of a joking tweet about this as well, saying, is this time for 30-year limits for politicians? And you might laugh at that. I got a bit of a chuckle out of it. But if we were to bring that in, there are several politicians that couldn't run again because they've already gone past the 30-year mark. And I am in no way suggesting that that is not a sacrifice. I think everybody who runs for office, who is an elected official, who sacrifices much of their private life and personal time to do that, should be admired and should be commended for doing so. It's a thankless job, I think, in many, many ways, and it takes a certain level of commitment to be an elected official. So not to in any way making light of that. But 30 years, 38 years, in one case that Daniel has pointed out, that's a long time to be on a school board or a civic council. We talked with George Affleck a few weeks ago about his decision to not run again for Vancouver City Council. And during that interview, he mentioned that he thought two terms was enough, that two terms as a councillor, get in there, do the work you think is important, to do the work of the people, the work that people want you to do, elected you to do. And after 2 years, it's time to move aside and let somebody new in and somebody new to take the reins and continue doing that work. And I know a lot of people agree with that. So we'll talk about that after the 8:30 news this morning, because I'm interested about your thoughts on that. Also interested in the departure, the announcement from Vancouver Mayor Gregor Robertson that he will not be seeking a fourth term. If you live in Vancouver, would love to hear what you have to say about that. And heading into the civic elections, are there number one issues on your mind that you would like to see, or that will hopefully get you interested and involved and out to the ballot boxes? Because it is the one election, which I never understand this, because it's the election where the officials are the closest to us as far as being in our communities, and it historically has the lowest voter turnout as well, which baffles me. But we will talk about that coming up after the 8:30 news.